Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, June 6, 2026, a day once famously known as D-Day. Well, folks, the day begins with a very energized moon. It's in Capricorn at 28 degrees, the cardinal Earth sign, forming a square to a Mars in Aries and a harmonious trine to the Sun in Taurus. Now, Capricorn is considered a very much get-it-done sign. It's cardinal Earth and has the ability to plow through anything, whatever the obstacles are. It's serious and somber and doesn't have time for fooling around. And as I said, it's in a harmonious trine with the Sun in Taurus that adds some real power to it. And that square to Mars, well, that could really give the moon some extra juju today. Now, when the Sun and Moon are in trine, the yin and yang energy are in harmony. In other words, your internal mother and father are not fighting. Now, meanwhile, the moon will grow darker this week, and on June 14th, it begins a new moon cycle. While the moon moves on from Capricorn to Taurus, the emotional energy wanes. The moon reflects the light of the sun, so as it dims, it's typically a week of winding down. You know, you might just feel exhausted or depleted or like, oh, needing to sit down more often. Now, June 14th is a significant day because, as I said, it's a new moon. And it's a new moon that comes just before the summer solstice on the 21st of June when the sun is at the furthest point north. That gives us the longest day of the year. Now, that makes this week a balancing of celestial energies as we go into a brand new cycle for the rest of the year. So as the energies balance, sometimes they're a little out of whack. So if you feel that you're run down or you need a rest, it's just the energies in the cosmos realigning. Now, let's go back to Mars. Mars, the warrior planet, is at home in its sign of Aries, the cardinal fire sign. Now, when Mars is at home in its home sign, it expresses itself with all its Martian energy of impulsivity and aggression. Now, it's in a sextile to Mercury, the thinking planet, which is at home in its home sign of Gemini. Now, what can happen when Mars and Mercury hook up is that people tend to lose their tempers and a lot of arguments can show. It can be a lot of angry communications because Mars is anger and Mercury is communication. So when they're in cahoots, they can show up as heated arguments. So watch out. Don't yell at your boss or you could be fired. Now, astrology is the study of cycles, and a pretty interesting cycle that began this year was the Saturn-Neptune cycle. Remember, Saturn is stability and Neptune is the dissolution of things. Well, we've seen a lot of dissolution of things which are relied on for stability. That also puts Saturn in the last nakshatra of the last sign. So it's been called by many astrologers as an indication of the beginning of the end of things. Now, don't worry about that. It doesn't mean that it's the end of times or the world's going to end. But certainly there'll be things in a person's life, personally and collectively, where things are beginning to end. But as we often say, it's all part of the great plan. Things do have to end for other things to begin. Speaking of beginnings, Jupiter, that big daddy of the solar system, the guru, the optimist, the hopeful one that creates opportunities, prosperity, and wisdom, it's just moved into its sign of exaltation. That's Cancer, the cardinal water sign. This is a very positive position for Jupiter, and it's considered one of its most auspicious positions. Well, we all could use some of that. Cancer is the home and the sign of the treasures of the heart. So it's said to open up new opportunities and bring blessings of prosperity and wisdom. How's that for combination? So overall, it could be a quiet, peaceful week if Mars behaves, but you never know what surprises the zodiac may have in store. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. So don't get fooled. That's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you right next week on 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at weru.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.